Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the second chapter of this Hawkeye story arc. And in this one, we have a surprise guest from Hawkeye's past. Ooh. All right, let's get to the episode.
On to the next issue. What is it, issue 64?
Like a death ray from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
We start out this one. We have a giant death ray in Earth's orbit. And it destroys a town in the Midwest.
I don't recognize it.
This was... I really wish I could remember. Oh, Submariner. That's what it was. Submariner issue. Egghead had actually contacted the city to say, hey, I'm going to blow up the city. He gave him a heads up. I appreciate that. Because apparently they had like an hour to get out, hey, and then they got out.
That makes him less of a dick of a bad guy if you really think about it.
True.
It's like, dude, I really just want to blow some shit up. You guys just happened to be under my satellite at the time. I'm sorry, but get the fuck out. Maybe he even sent it like in a nice like little letter or something.
No, it was he took over every single airwave.
Oh, well, see, at least everybody
knew. Yeah, everybody knew. Like, see, everybody was able to get out of town.
I ain't got no cotton picking TV.
No. back then, they had radios. But we see, after the town gets destroyed, the Avengers are back in their headquarters, basically watching the destruction that happened on TV. And I question... So they knew that they went on a wild goose chase. It was revealed, one thing we didn't touch on in the last episode issue... It was revealed that Egghead was able to contact them using the image of Nick Fury to send them on said wild goose chase. And they were all for it. So they went off to wherever, but apparently got back before New Goliath, went and rescued Black Widow and never knew about it. Like, things don't line up there, you know? Yeah.
They're just kind of relaxing, too. Like,
yeah, like, they've been there for a bit.
Like, straight chilling, that couch.
Yeah. He looks like he's messing around with his gloves or his helmet or something.
I think it's his helmet. But, yeah, so they are sitting there as Goliath and Black Panther walk in.
Black Widow.
Thank you. Goliath and Black Widow walk in. And they even had heard stories that there was two giants running amok at Coney Island. But decided not to look into it. Their logic sometimes just comes into question.
Well, I mean, you gotta think, if they were logical, they'd not have as many problems as they have, so the stories wouldn't be as full of action.
True. True, true. So we get Yellowjacket asks if he is going to go back to being Hawkeye, and his Goliath's response is snapping his bow and arrow, or his bow in half. And then they just welcome the new Goliath into their ranks. I feel like that process is interesting, but it is what it is. As they're sitting around chatting, they get a buzz from the foyer from Jarvis, and it's revealed that Barney Barton is at the Avengers headquarters to talk to the Avengers. Hawkeye in particular.
So I would like to point out that Hawkeye / Goliath's mask is off in these couple panels.
Yeah.
Yeah, which it was not off prior. Like, I don't think he ever had his mask off. Well, no.
No.
Actually, it was off when they're in Wakanda.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. When they're sitting around the table getting drunk.
Yeah, the only one, actually, everybody's mask is off except for Black Widow's. But they were able to put their masks all back on before Barney Barton comes in. And this is his first appearance in two comics. And also, apparently, he is basically a... mob boss, per se.
Essentially.
Yeah. But he's looking for Hawkeye because he needs to give him information. And the information is about Egghead. Because apparently Egghead had come to Mr. Barton with a proposition. And that proposition was basically, you keep doing what you're doing, but you give me like a cut of what you're doing. And I won't punish you for it. And... Barton's just like, nah, I didn't become the head of this mob or this racketing group just to give you some of my proceeds. Your big fancy space station is all fine and dandy, but I'm not gonna tell anybody about it. But I'm gonna leave. And when he does, he gets attacked by a robot that being controlled by Egghead. and it kills his two bodyguards that he has, and he's hiding under the car, which I think is kind of funny. This big giant mob boss is scaredy cat.
Aren't they all? Well, I guess with the exception of Kingpin, you know, they're all a bunch of, you know, pansies.
Yeah. So he's telling the story, and the Avengers are like, "Okay, we will take your story into consideration. I guess we believe you. This is information they need. They need to find the space station before it blows up any more cities." Goliath, on the other hand, he's not caring. He wants to just get this guy away.
Yeah, he's calling him a liar and a rat and saying that, you know, he's
a crumb.
Yeah. Makes you think he might know the guy better than everybody else.
Well, Jan even thinks, even has a thought bubble here. Like, we all know Hawkeye was once a hunted man, which I never understood that. Like, hunted by, like, the law? Hunted by... I don't get that. Again, I don't know a lot of...
It was poaching.
I don't know a lot of Hawkeye's backstory, but... I mean, we get it here, but... And then she says, we always assumed he was just misunderstood, but if he was hooked up with a big-time hood like Barney Barton, I wonder... Because he's making it pretty obvious that he knows him. They know each other.
And
they both are making it pretty obvious they know each other. But they ultimately decide to follow up on what information he has. So they blast off in their rocket into outer space.
They blast off into the rocket that they were having problems controlling.
That was an issue before. They fixed it.
Oh, okay.
They fixed it in the hour they had.
Well, you know when they left to go on that false call, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, again, like, I like that.
Jarvis took care of it, it's fine.
Yeah.
When he wasn't tied up.
Well, Hawkeye was tied up with him too, though, so I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's a good point. So they're flying into space. Barney is with them. They make comments that if his story wasn't true, that Barton would be basically in trouble. And Barton is like, you know, if I wasn't on level, why would I insist on coming with you guys?
Because you're going to backstab him.
Oh. No. People don't backstab people in comics.
Of course not. Not until it's the least expected.
Yeah. So as they're in orbit, they're able to find the space station. Vision, with his... Since he's able to actually withstand space, flies out.
Oh, wait, so you mean because he can't breathe and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that thing.
Hey, look. He can only not breathe when it's convenient for the story arc, all right?
I think I made a comment how it's because he's got Wonder Man's thought pattern in his head. He still sees himself as human, so he still thinks he has to breathe, has to drink. It makes sense.
Everybody else passed out, I guess. I'm just going to...
Yeah. He's able to get their ship to dock with the space station, but in doing so, he sets off some alarms. And
can we talk about these two robots that are lovingly embracing each other?
Yeah, I was actually going to comment on that too. That's some hardcore bro love right there.
I mean, yeah, no, that's a good catch.
It's like a throwaway paddle for no reason.
Well, they saw the alarm. You know, they had to stop.
This is
what they were doing. The cuddling.
This is our last moment.
Yeah. Well, and it yeah.
Hold me, XT2.
So they get off the ship and they're attacked by a bunch of these robots, and they're trying to keep Barney Barton safe, but he's just like, you know, I got my own agenda here. I'm gonna be a hero, and you don't have to tell me to stay back. I'm gonna do what I want. And as they're all fighting, they're all taking apart these robots, we get back to Egghead. He's got some tiny puppets that he got from the puppeteer, or puppet master, whatever the heck his name is.
Yeah, puppet master.
I kept calling puppeteer earlier.
It's all right.
That's whatever. Apparently, at an earlier time, the puppet master had encoded these figures with the DNA or biology of each Avenger. It was able to control the Avengers.
So is that like...
It's voodoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's straight up voodoo.
Yeah.
But the Egghead is able to, I guess, I don't know if he like melts these or freezes them or something, causes, whatever he does, it causes the Avengers there to be affected and start to crumble, I guess. Like they're having pains, paralysis ray, there we go. Basically it's starting to paralyze them. And I will make note that the figures he has is of Vision, Wasp, Goliath One, Black Panther, and Hawkeye, which is who we have, only Hank Pym, Goliath, is now Yellowjacket, and Clint Barton Hawkeye is now Goliath. So that's why these rays, or the paralysis. Thank you. Words are hard. Paralysis ray is still affecting everybody, even though they're in different costumes. Barney sees this, and he is going to be the hero he said he was going to be, and goes to run after Egghead. He blows up because, according to Egghead, he jarred the ray projector and it blew up.
Damn. Those are some unstable molecules.
Yeah, like, what the heck, man?
Look, man. He's a mad engineer, all right? Not a mad scientist. And as we all know...
I thought he was a mad scientist.
No, there's no such thing as a mad scientist. It's a mad engineer. Okay.
Oh, my bad.
A mad scientist would just be proposing ridiculous theorems and trying to prove them with, you know, or hypotheses and trying to, you know, prove them. A mad engineer, however, builds destructive beams and discs and stuff that don't work all the time because they're engineers.
Oh, okay.
No offense if you're an engineer, dude.
I'm going to steal that for something in the future.
So. Go right ahead. I'll make sure to put it. Okay. So Egghead leaves the space station. He gets out of Dodge. The Avengers come to. Goliath sees...
You can call him Hawkeye, we understand.
Well, I was going to start calling him Clint, but...
Clinters.
He sees that Barney is, you know, been hurt, and he goes over. He's like, you know, we'll get you to a doctor. We'll get you back home. And this is when Barney reveals that he knew that Hawkeye was his brother, Clint. And... Clint is like, you know, you did good, Barney. We'll save you. We'll get back home in time. And Barney's just like, you know, I kept your secret. I just wanted to go out. I didn't do anything good in my life. I wanted to go out a hero. Like, did I go out a hero? Like, in the end, was it, did I do good? And Clint's just like, yeah, you did good. You did good. And then Barney dies. The rest of the Avengers are questioning who this man named Clint is. And that's when he reveals that Clint is me. This was my brother.
What's the Clint, Chef?
Jeez. But that's how we end this issue. On a death of a character that was introduced.
Wait. Is that the end of the day?
That's the end of that issue, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go. All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you like listening to Chris... please check out the Fortress of Comic News podcast on iTunes and on YouTube. And you can find them on Twitter at @FCN_official. And you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with the final issue of this Avengers story arc.